Can you play the guitar?
I'm not very good.
Show me.
No.
Entertain me.
Nope.
From the producers of 45 Years and Weekend.
I was thinking, let's make a family.
I want to, if you want.
Only You is crackling with a sensual energy, with tenderly entwined performances. Laya Costa, Josh O'Connor.
For everything I've ever wanted.
Only You, in cinemas and Curzon Home Cinema, July 12th. Certificate 15.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high. Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old brums. I'm Ronnie Garum. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast. And as per use, here I am with my little bestie and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Real Housewives of Kitchen Island. Whoa, it's a cartoon you can find on YouTube. It's hilarious. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you today?
Good, everybody. We've got a crazy announcement today. We're going to Atlanta. We're going to be at City Winery in Atlanta for Watch What Crappens Live. Okay? You can go get those pre-sale tickets tomorrow. That is Wednesday. You can find the links to that over at watchwhatcrappens.com. The pre-sale is for Patreon members. Patreon members also have access to our bonus episodes. This week is about Real Housewives of Orange County. Also, there's t-shirt links over at Watch What Crappens. And Patreon members have access to our video recaps. This week, they're Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York. And what else do you get over there? Just tons of stuff. Go over there. But for the ticket links, pre-sale, etc., Atlanta, can't wait to be there again. Go over to watchwhatcrappens.com and scroll down to the calendar. Here's the other shows we're doing. In a couple of weeks, we're on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of July. We're in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. After that, we're going to Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, NYC, St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Seattle. We've got a crazy, crazy ass year coming up. So we hope that we get to see you guys over at those live shows. Okay, go get tickets.
Whoa. Yeah. And perhaps the most exciting thing of all is that this is our 1,000th episode of Watch What Crappens. 1,000. That is absolutely insane.
It really is. Ben, I love you.
I love you too, Ronnie. Happy thousands. Well, we are a four digits. We're in the four digits now. It is crazy. I cannot believe we have churned out 1,000 of these things.
I know. I'm so happy to have this, you know, this little gig. So happy to have you. So happy to have everyone listening. Guys, thank you so much. This is a dream life, okay?
It really is. And it's like, it's so cool to be like riding this podcast wave. And when we started, podcasts were a thing, but they weren't like a thing. And we just started doing it for fun. And, you know, for many years, we were just sort of like this outsider podcast. And because of all of you guys listening in and tuning in and telling your friends and spreading the word and, you know, joining our, you know, our Facebook groups and things like that, you know, like, and coming to our shows, you guys have, like, helped us grow so much. And you know, like, we, the fact that we've been able to get 1,000 episodes out of this and, like, become our own sort of, like, I won't say that we're, like, a force of nature, but we are, like, a, what's less than a force of nature? Like,
calm down,
like, man. like a feather force of nature. You know what I'm saying?
It's sprinkling outside.
That's what I'm saying. I said we're not a force of nature. I didn't say we were. I'm saying that, like, whatever, like, the small version of that is, like like a pebble rolling down a hill.
Okay, what Ben means to say is we're not driving Ubers. We're not driving Ubers or waiting tables at the moment, so thank you very much for that, okay?
Yeah,
thank
no, it's just, like, it's cool to be, like, to be riding this wave, and I don't think we would have been able to get on the wave with our little surfboards had it not been for everyone, so that's what I have to say.
So to celebrate, this is a Below Deck Med recap, so don't worry, that recap is coming, but to celebrate, we're going to do one of our favorite crappin' segments from over the years, which is Clear the Flame.
How lucky are you to have me teach you about me?
Clear the Flame.
Now, Clear the Flame is a segment that we do all based on Caroline Fleming's Instagram. Caroline Fleming is from Ladies of London, which is gone but never forgotten.
Never.
One of our favorite all-time Bravo shows. And Caroline Fleming is hysterical and takes herself very seriously and has an amazing Instagram to scroll through.
Yeah, because she is like a baroness. She is an actual like member of Danish royalty. And she lives this fabulously privileged life. And so she likes to sort of speak, she likes to sort of reflect on her own life, but it is so just like perfectly Caroline Fleming that we are never short of amusement when it comes to her.
Yeah. So I have found a post. Caroline is making some big moves and changes in her life because it's the 1,000th episode.
Yeah.
Hey guys. So this is Caroline standing in her living room, her ornate living room in a white dress with one shoulder cape, and she's looking down at, is it her hands or is it two pieces of gold jewelry?
Yes.
This is her caption. A very special evening awaits me, and now I'm thinking about my speech. How profoundly difficult it is to put into words how I feel as the door to the last 25 years of my life is slowly closing, and a new chapter is gently opening her page and showing her light.
I take a deep breath as I philosophically ponder upon all the beautiful people who have crossed my path over the years, about all the blessings and lessons I have been fortunate enough to learn, about all the experiences I have had. I arrived in London as a teenager modeling, and I am leaving as a very grown-up woman, a mother of three gorgeous children, an entrepreneur, a TV personality, an author, and still a dreamer and believer in fairy tales.
I feel a little chucked. Not in a bad way. More because it is really the end of an era for me. In this country, I got married. I gave birth to my beautiful babies. In this country, I lived with my parents and did first schooling. In this country, my mother tragically passed away. In this country, I have had the most important experiences of my life, in good and bad.
In this country, I have learned my most important lessons, and I have been given my most cherished life tools. I am so thankful to be where I am today. I am so grateful to have had this home, to have been given all the chances life threw my way, and to now, very soon, be going home. Heart, Danish flag. 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 Heart, hashtag Last Supper.
Oh my God, Jesus.
She is officially
Even
leaving London.
To fucking Caroline to sign off as Jesus.
I know. I mean, when I came here to this country, I was just a young, beautiful model. And I leave an older, wiser model still a model.
All I read was, in this country, rich. In this country, rich. In this country, very, very, very
I have been rich. So blessed to be here in London and teach other people about almond butter. How lucky are you to have me to teach you about pesto?
Sophie Stanbury wrote in and she said, so beautifully said, darling, and very sad you will no longer be waiting in your kitchen with the best coffee in town for our weekly chats. Did you hear that, other Caroline? I'm still friends with Caroline Fleming. Now, I'm excited for your new chapter and happy we will be keeping our regular chats. Did you hear that again, Caroline? Regular coffee chats.
Now, for those of you who think that Caroline just lives in her own rarefied world, she keeps it real because she also the very next photo down is her standing in front of two wicker-esque chairs, holding a handbag, hand on the hip, looking down, shoe forward, like, oh, I'm just standing here. I did not realize someone was taking a photo. And importantly, it is geotagged Sticks and Sushi Chelsea. And there's a whole bunch of Danish. And then after that, she says, I feel myself becoming more and more Danish for every day that passes. And I love it, and I feel proud. Not many weeks now till my little family and I move to Denmark. This evening I am wearing Danish clothes and I am eating at a Danish restaurant with my Danish family. I can't get enough of everything Danish and I am so happy. Hot, hot!
Dare I say I would like to order a Danish? Or shan't I?
Yes, Sticks and Sushi, the most Danish experience one can get.
And then Hundaklirstin says, absolutely adore how you are feeling so Danish, being proud of being a Dane, and to top it all off, moving back home to gorgeous Denmark. Flag, 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 heart, 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 flag, 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 heart, 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 heart. And then someone named Rosie, dumbass Rosie, goes, so chic, are you moving out of London? Are you even on Instagram, Rosie?
Caroline Fleming is clearly ready to be a Danish star because she has incorporated Danish captions into her Instagram. And there was a period of time when she changed her Instagram handle to the Baroness Caroline or something like that, or Caroline Baroness or Baroness Fleming. So she is ready to be like, I have come back from Danish Rumspringa, and now I shall be your queen, Denmark.
Dane Springer.
Someone get the Comté cheese ready for me. I am back.
Man, you know, big milestones for everybody today. Thank you, Caroline
Thank
Fleming.
Thank you.
Clear the phlegm.
And now it's on to you. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, Deck.
So, as I mentioned yesterday in one of the recaps we did, I started watching the British version of Love Island. And I'm saying that not to be like, I watched the British version. I'm saying that because I feel like I've spent a weekend listening to a variety of Liverpoolian, Manchester, Scottish, Irish accents, which means that I'm just going to be killing it today in the accent game, or it's going to be a total mess for me. And I'm really excited to see what comes out of my mouth.
Well, I'm going to be terrible, so I know that, you know, but I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. Now, there's another thing we have to address right away. This is actually an extremely important thing that we didn't discuss last week. You know, every now and then we have to be like, okay, something came up and, you know, we've been hearing about it and we have to address it on this show. And I'm glad that it's the 1,000th episode for us to address something serious, you know, because sometimes we say things and, you know, we think we're just making jokes and it's actually something very serious. So what has to be discussed is that the Funches, who are the guests on this boat, we were like, where do we know them from? They were on Shots of Sunset. They are Reza's benefactors making his shampoo. So there. put it out
there. Yeah, well, I don't know that they're the benefactors, because he had to blow $500,000 on that. And guess what? I don't know that that's going anywhere. Funches. So I'm looking at the Funches as the people who stole Reza's money, and I'm looking at Reza as the sucker who got suckered into paying for the stupid, terrible music video. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Reza underwrote this music video. It's a good morning. I'm waking up. It's morning. Now it's afternoon.
You use my hair product in the morning.
Yeah.
She's doing this all for me.
And by the way, way to go, Funches, for not even like putting Reza's product on camera. You should have been like, wow, you know, in this Mediterranean humidity, thank God I've got Reza shampoo.
Yeah, these guys are like desperate to be on Bravo. I don't know what their deal is, but last season, which probably shot around the same time this did, don't you think?
Maybe.
They wormed their way into both Shots of Sunset and Below Deck Med. So yeah. There you go.
So there
good
we
job.
Have it.
Good
there
job, bottom it. Feeders. Yeah, it's a lot of bottom
feeders. Good job, Funches.
Funchies.
So, got that out of the way. I'm really glad that we addressed that, because it was actually killing me. Like, where do I know these people from?
The Funches. So we open with Travis, whose name, guess what, is not Tyler.
But Travis. You reserve the right to call him Tyler.
I do. You know, sometimes I start taking notes and I just shorthand their names, and God knows what's going to come out today, okay? But for right now, his name is Travis.
He gives a little bit of a Tyler vibe, so I think it's, like, understandable. And I, you know what? And if you say Tyler, I will not correct you.
Well, thanks a lot.
No, I'm letting it be Tyler, because sometimes people are Tylers.
Travis Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler. Yeah.
Travis.
Okay, so we open on the second day of charter, and the music's very dramatic. It's like,
From the Lisa Vanderpump Orchestra.
And Colin has just messed up the anchor. Oh my God, can you not see that from there? And he's like, no, I can't. Look, you bent this whole thing. Joao, come back. Joao, we have a situation. Joao. Nap time.
Colin, I mean, what was going through his brain? I mean, he should know by now. It's his second season.
That's all right, Colin. You live and learn. You live and learn. I'm so proud of you.
Say thank you for the lessons, nice lady.
We all make mistakes, Colin. You're my favorite son, and guess who's not a mistake? You!
And the mom is, Hannah's waiting on the couple, and the mom's like, do you have iced tea? Oh, God, perfect. You guys are perfect.
Oh, they're so happy with anything that's mildly is satisfying after the disappointment that is their daughter's musical career. Sorry, I just went in really hard on Ashley B. Sorry, Ashley. I just had to be said. 1,000th episode. You never know what's going to come out of our mouths.
Good morning. It's my favorite song, Carly.
It's a real earworm, Carly. You should do a rap remix.
Oh, so the captain's with Joao fixing the anchor. She's like, hand me your lines. And this anchor gets up. It's got to get the hardest nap hug I've ever given anybody.
So then meanwhile, down in the galley, Anastasia's, you know, making breakfast for everyone. She's like, you want anything for breakfast, Aisha? And she's like,
are you serious? Oh, you make my fanny tingle with a breakfast option.
So then the captain is talking to Colin. She's like, Colin, get on the tender, because I'm keeping Joao on board, all right? Go out into the middle of the ocean where losers are. We're going to drag you along with the boat.
The mommy hug section, Carly, welcome!
The mom's sitting in the tender just waiting for Carly to get there.
Yeah, by the way, for anyone who's wondering why we keep doing this strange lady voice, because we like to imagine that Colin's mom is just on a little rowboat next to the canoe shouting encouragement to her son.
So she's like, you okay, Colin? Colin, have you ever driven a goddamn tender? Because he's like, oh, I'm so nervous, I don't know how to put the key in the ignition!
Now, remind me, Colin, you say you're a ferry boat driver. Does that involve putting a key in an ignition? Like, how does that actually work? Is it just sort of use, like, happy dreams to get it across the way to Fire Island? Is that how that works?
Yeah, are ferries powered by prayers and no practice? Is that what
Yeah. Right. What's a Scrabble word for put the key in the ignition?
God, I don't love that banana.
So Joao is getting mad because they're doing all this anchor stuff and they're pulling up the chain. They've got to sort out the chain and it's all greasy and gross. And he's like, I can't believe it. We've moved the boat 4 meters for a good background shot for a pop star. I mean, what back in Zimbabwe, we call this a ransom of the boat. I don't know why, but we call it that.
So we just get a quick cut of Travis going, have you got any mayo up in this bitch? And then we're back to the captain. She's like, it was a shackle. It was a shackle D. Are you sure it's not stuck? It should be pouring out of there, Joao. He's like, seems all clear to me. And she's like, every captain's nightmare is what I have on Sirocco. Fucked up anchor last season. Fucked up anchor this season. I will not allow the anchors to beat me. A new book by Captain Sandy Yon.
Unanchored. I hate the anchor. Such a nightmare. Now, let's set up an anchor sanctuary. Oh, God. I invoke the anchors all over again.
And the captain gets on the radio. She goes, I'm over these fucking nightmares. God damn it. She's like turning into Captain Lee. Yeah. And Anastasia's like, LOL. Did you guys hear that? This is great. Get on the radio.
I feel like Captain Sandy's journey is like watching the Star Wars prequels, like watching, you know, Anakin Skywalker slowly turn into Darth Vader. It's like we're seeing her every season just getting closer and closer to becoming Captain Lee.
Someone takes off her mask.
It's like, God damn it. Listen, Luke, I'm your goddamn father, God damn it. And here's a plane ticket. Get the hell off my planet.
Callie, I am your mother.
Oh, I think. It's true, Callie. It's true.
So then the redhead, the girl who's a choreographer for them, the redhead, Cassandra, I think is her name.
Yes.
She sees Jack passing them by on a little tender or something, and she's like, look, it's Jack. Hi. Okay, he's denying me. Oh, this feels great. This feels great.
Yeah. I'll get back to my very simple hand choreography. Okay, everyone, pretend you're Audrey 2 with your hands. Okay, great. So then Hannah and Travis are flirting in the galley. He's like trying to like post something to Instagram and it's like not working. And Hannah's like, you want to connect to my hotspot? Honey, all that sounded dirty. It sounded almost like I was asking you for a ticket to Prague. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think he's adorable, but I'm not in that place where I want to date a man. I'm bored. Last year was a disaster.
And then we see a clip of her sobbing, and she's like, Captain Sandy, when I fall in love with a man, I push him away.
And Captain's like, but isn't it worth it? To love is to love, and to have love is to have love. All right, let's get to work, all right?
So then we see Jack crouching down and smoking and drinking a Coca-Cola. And then Ashley, meanwhile, they're like, Cassandra, director Cassandra has this great idea. Let's put Ashley on the yacht bike, which is already a strange device. It's not a very sexy bit of machinery. It's like this tall exercise bike on the waves that you sort of have this weird hunched over position on. It's just awkward. And Ashley's just on it, being like, good morning, I woke up like, good morning, time to get through the day on my bike on the water. Makes no sense.
It's so funny. She's singing Good Morning. She's like, I got nothing to prove, but I still work like I do. And it's her just not moving on this bike.
I still work like I do, as the entire video is about her on a yacht vacation that's funded by her parents.
Yeah, nothing says like go. Nothing says go get her.
Yeah,
then like stealing money from one Reza to pay the munches.
Yeah, nothing says go get her like going on a trip on a yacht to the Mediterranean funded by your parents who in turn got a discount because they did it on TV. Yeah.
So Colin's like, you're working on that slide? And Jack's like, it's all set, bro. And Joel's like, this slide isn't even tied on, bro. He's like, have you got my radio, bro? I can't find it. He's like, it's on the bridge, bro. Bro means you didn't tie this slide on at all.
One bit of wind and the slide would go flying off. So Joao is having a hard time. He's tired. You know, they're a man down because Travis Tyler is in the galley helping out Anastasia. So they've been working really hard. And Joao, he goes down to the crew mess to do some good old-fashioned sitting down with your legs spread eagle at the table. And within seconds, guess what? He has to set something up on the bow.
Yes. And Jack is doing nothing. He tied the slide wrong. And Jack goes in to change into his wets, and he just stays in there forever. And Joelle keeps looking at his watch, but he has to do the work because Jack's taking forever. And Jack's like, I'm going to take my time with everything. What's the rush? The world's going nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
So then Ashley has another setup for her music video. So Colin's holding like a little lighting sham. And he's like, wow, I feel like the fluffer, right? And as we all know, the fluffer is the person who preps the actor, right? Right?
And the producer just goes, that's a person who gets people ready for porn. And he's like, oh, I thought that was a general term in the movie biz. Ugh, I gotta stop saying that.
Wow, so that's sort of awkward when I told Mom I'd be her fluffer while she made dinner.
It's okay, I knew what you meant, and I turned on some Michael Bublé really loudly during lasagna time. It was okay. I don't need to think about it anymore, Callie.
Then you see Cassandra outside with stupid Ashley going, good morning, good morning. She goes, you have a real talent. You were born with that.
Maybe she's like, born with it.
Don't spend all that resa money in one place, choreographer lady.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then Jack is like doing some backflips off the boat, because why not? And then Joelle's like, oh, look at you, doing backflips and not tying together slides while I'm trying to eat dinner in the crevice. And Jack is like, oh, stop being so moody about the slide. You know, slide on. And Joelle's like, well, one gust of wind and the slide would have blown off. As an engineer, I thought you would have known that. And Jack is like, I'm clever, mate. I'm clever. I'm cracking on that slide, if you know what I'm saying. I'm clever. I'm on a Jack 50. Something. I'm trying to use all the lingo I learned on Love Island. They said I'm...
Oh, I was like, what?
That's what half the show is.
Back.
Half the show of them is them saying, I'm clever, mate. It is what it is. I'm on level 40. I'm on level 50. She's a biv.
She's a biv. He's like, I'm clever, mate. And Giles like, if you're clever, you tie the slide correctly. And he's like, you just said keep an eye on things. I watched them. And he's like, if he worked as much as he did running that mouth, he's starting to irritate me now. You cock turkey gobbler.
Jezebub is about to come out. I had to put Jezebub onto that crazy bicycle thing that Ashley's on, but she's sitting on it.
And then there, Travis is working in the kitchen with Anastasia, and they're like trying to come up with this fancy dinner. And like, what do they eat and what do they do? And then they cut to the fancy family, and they're making Dingo Ate My Baby jokes with Dad Funchin or Dad Munchin or whatever. Dad Fun.
Oh, Funchausen by proxy.
Yeah, Funchin by proxy. Reza's going to show up all doughy with like bleach blonde hair and like overly tan skin.
So, Sand, you know, anytime I'm below deck that they have like a personnel changeover, someone gets fired, there's always one of these scenes that's like so fake that the producers are like, could you please pretend like you're doing this? So it's like, hi, bonjour, this is Sandy from the yacht in the water. I am calling because I need a new chef. Thank you, French staffing service for yachts.
Usually when I'm looking for a yacht chef, I have them come on board, cook me a meal, give me a hug, and then I watch them take a nap. But this time I'm just going to have to take their word for it.
Just like I did with Mila also.
That worked out great last time.
Yeah. So Hannah tells... Hannah comes up with this idea that the crew is going to... Because there's a rap party. Which, by the way, is hilarious that they're doing a quote-unquote rap party. For people who are, like, not familiar with, like, showbiz, that's showbiz, girls. Whenever, like, a movie or, like, a video or a commercial, whenever, like, you're done and it's called, it's wrapped.
People know what a rap party.
Not old. You would be surprised. Listen, it's the 1,000th episode, and I don't know if people are starting right now.
You're like, for those of you who don't know who Collie's mom is.
This rap party is cracking. This rap party is cracking.
Episode 1,000, where Ben explains stuff.
You know what? I don't appreciate you. Whoa.
You know what? Whoa. It's our 1,000th anniversary, and I'm being bitchy to you. No. You know what?
It's our final episode.
I would like to take this 1,000th episode to apologize to you for being bitchy to you. Literally, for no reason. You've done nothing but been a good friend to me.
No, no, actually, the real reason is I'm not, it's actually less important for me to be like, this is what a rap party is. It's more like, you know, when you're finished with, like, these productions take, there's a lot of energy and a lot of people and a lot of effort, even like a student production. And so, you know, a rap party is like a thing. I don't know. There's like a sense of like a huge amount of accomplishment. And here's just this woman, Cassandra, who has a camcorder, who's recording this girl like all around the yacht. And for them to be like, it's a rap party. It's like, what?
Yeah, at the end of every podcast, you're like, guess what, guys? Time for the rap party.
I know, it's over the top.
I'd like to thank the lighting person.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank the runners and the craft services people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just such an ostentatious, but it's such a bombastic use of a rap party when it's just basically Cassandra press stop on the camcorder.
That's a wrap. Also, I'm getting a phone call at the same time. Isn't this crazy? On the movie camera.
Well, that's a wrap. Oh, you know what, guys? We need to do some reshoots because Snapchat just released a new kitty filter. So let's do that. Let's come on.
Look, now it's a kitty on a water bike.
Hey, is that a small child on the water bike? Wait, that's a man, isn't it?
Oh, so Hannah's like, tonight for this rap party, I thought it might be fun to have the crew make a dance. The dance is called Hold On.
It's called The dance is called the Macahone.
So Anastasia needs a runner. She's like, that crew, can I get a runner?
A perfect runner? It needs to be perfect. I need a perfect runner to run this food. Perfect.
Is Carl Lewis available or Michael Johnson? We need the best runner. Usain Bolt, hi. We need someone to run this upstairs. Thank you.
And so Travis has to do it. He's so tired. And it's big. It's burgers, you know, big old good-looking burgers. And yes. Anastasia's like, my biggest fear? I'm like, height, spiders, snakes? Nope. It's failure. The person who puts the most pressure on themselves is me. It's me.
Luckily, I've never had to see my fears realized.
Fear factor. So the mom's like, a hamburger? God, they're great. I have to take a picture of this. And the daughter, like, gets out her phone like she's going to take a picture of the food, but she just starts taking selfies.
I know. Exactly. Well, it's really more like B-roll footage for the video. You know, it'll be discussed at the rap party. Which, as we all know, a selfie is when you take a photo of yourself.
I was going to say, are you going to explain what B-roll is?
No, I'm not going to. Okay, B-roll is Bethany Frankel's charity to get Kaiser rolls and dinner rolls into the hands of people who do not have them.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, yeah, so Hannah, so then there's this moment where Hannah's like, Hannah, to everyone on the deck crew. Do you remember what's in the bosun locker? This is actually for cash cab right now, and I have a lot of money riding on this. Could you please tell me what's in the bosun locker?
And Travis is like, she wants to know something in the galley. And Jack's like, if she asks you to do something and you do it, she'll keep asking you. So you should do what I do. If she says, Jack, will you do something? I say, I don't remember.
I don't know what's in the bosun locker. I don't know, maybe it's a dildo. I'd certainly like that. I get kinky every now and then. I'm cracking with that dildo.
You only have one life to live, don't you? Why'd you do it looking in bosun lockers for people?
I wonder if there's a bev in that locker. So
little 40 with the bev.
Travis is sort of like, he looks a little disgusted by this, but I don't know. I think this is just supposed to be more character building to show that Jack is like a super lazy person.
Yeah.
So meanwhile,
he's doing a great job of convincing us. I'm surprised that you haven't gotten mad at Hannah for sitting on the table when she cleans it. Doesn't that make you crazy? Every time it happens, I write down, Ben is going to be so mad.
No, because I don't think I don't think she's doing it to be cool. Like, I would get... she's not doing it to be cool, and she's not doing it as a result of bad parenting. So, like, for instance, when Kyle Richards puts her, like, little kids on the kitchen counter while she's cooking, I'm like, gross. Or, like, when Teresa's kids get up there, I'm like, gross. When Carol Radswell sits on a counter at the camera shop in New York City, like, she's, like, a cool girl on a date, I'm like, gross. But when Hannah has to get stand up onto this enormous table that's filled with funch residue... I sympathize with her.
A table full of funch.
Funch. So meanwhile, Anastasia's in the galley making the best unicorn cake anyone will ever have.
I am a perfectionist. I'm making perfect icing. This is not perfect. I'm making it again. This is not perfect. I'm making it again. This is not perfect. I'm like, how many baby chicks are going to have to die for your perfection obsession, okay? Just eat the icing.
I know. People don't realize that a unicorn cake is actually made with unicorn meat, okay? Which means, by implication, that I actually found the unicorn, because of course I did, and I killed it.
And so she calls her mom. She's like, Mom, question. This is my frosting. It's a good consistency, but it's too sweet, which means it's not perfect, which means it's not servable. What do I do?
And we learned that her mom was actually the head pastry chef for the president of Georgia. So, of course, you know, the pressure's on. And the mom's like, oh, you know, first of all, you're doing a great job. Also, just add more whipped butter. Well, I mean, what is this?
So then, let's see, Cassandra gives everybody their outfits, and Hannah calls everybody up to do rehearsal. And so Cassandra's like, okay, guys, thanks for coming to my dance studio. Hi, Jack. Okay, he's facing the wall. Okay, Jack pretty much hates me. So today we are going to learn Say the Word by Ashley, okay?
All right, so here we go. Here's the choreography. Okay, it's hug, bump, bump, then some say the word, which is the little hand thing. Okay, have you ever seen Heather Dubrow talk? Okay, we're going to do a little Heather Dubrow. Okay, say the word. Hug, bump, bump, say the word. And Travis is like, and the word is shit.
Growing up, I did dance for 13 years. I did more than jazz and then ballet, but it was so boring.
It was so boring. Do you know that Martha Graham doesn't even have one single move where she sticks her finger up her bum?
And Colin's like, well, I don't mean to choreograph the choreographer, but I think you need to start with your paws first or at the end, or you're going to lose the music. I'm a music nerd. That's right, yeah, Collie.
That was really great, Collie, because people need to learn.
My dog officially hates Colin's mom's voice. He's just over there growling at me on the couch. He's like, ugh.
So they're learning their choreo, which was like not unlike, I feel like, this dance I did in sleepaway camp. It was, I don't know. So,
it's like the punch the wall, punch the wall to the other side, punch the walls. It's very much like what you imagine your parents doing at their prom, like if they were in the cast of Grease.
It was like, wasn't there like a thing from the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie that was like, How funky is your chicken? How funky is your chicken? How loose is your caboose? My caboose is pretty loose. Wasn't there something like that?
I don't remember that one.
It seems like it might be.
Stab him to the side.
Meanwhile, Anastasia comes out probably doing like fly girl choreography. Everyone's like, whoa. It's like, sorry, I'm just really good at dancing too.
I know. She's like Gregory Hinesing it. All over the room. She's like, perfect. They're like, wait a minute. She's doing the entire 42nd Street show by herself.
Is that Anne Ranking? Yeah, I decided to move some Fosse into it as well. I hope no one minds. I just sort of thought I can do it.
And Anastasia's like, I'm moving out. She's like doing like the full-on Billy Joel Broadway musical dance.
Did she just throw a ball in the air? Yeah, I sort of do some rhythmic gymnastics on the side. I thought I might mix it up. Does anyone have a balance beam? Because I can also do just a little bit of that too.
Yeah, they're like, why is Anastasia doing ballet in the middle of an Irish protest? She's like, Billy Elliot, perfectly.
Are you doing J-Lo's moves now? I mean, just some casual stuff.
So then we see Sandy in the wheelhouse practicing. She's just doing her dance over and over. She's like, gonna get this one. I'm gonna nail it.
I'm every Branzino. It's up to me. Anything you want done, baby, I'll do it Branzino-ly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know why she's singing Chaka Khan up there, but she is. She's doing it.
I'm into it.
So now it's time for dinner, and Hannah's like, Dekru, Dekru, Hannah, Hannah, Dekru, 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 Dekru,
Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru,
Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru,
Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru, Dekru
But the guys are all downstairs watching the dance on their cell phone, trying to practice so they're not listening. And the captain's like, that's it. I'm getting mad now. We're short staffed. They need to step it up. There's a job to be done. And like, it goes like this. He had it coming. He had it coming. He only has himself to blame. Nap, nap.
Pop, Cicero, nap, anchor.
Nap shits.
Da-da-da. Banana. Toast. Anchor. Sanctuary.
So then she's like, that's it. I'm a new Captain Sandy. I'm not taking any crap. I'm going to bitch him out over the radio. Crew, this is Captain Sandy. God, I love you. I wish you were up here to help with plates, because once you do that, we can get to group. Rhymes with bugs. Hugs. That's right. Get on up here, guys.
I need everyone to step it up. Oh, no, I don't mean like the movie. I mean, you actually need to come up. Stop dancing. Oh, okay, let's everyone dance. Who am I to be the John Lithgow here, am I right?
Let's just Kevin Bacon this, all right, everybody?
Foot loose. Everyone get anchor loose.
Not you, Colin. You've already fucked up one anchor today, all right?
Go easy on him, coach!
So Jack and Travis are talking, and Travis is like, I just want to motorboat Hina. Jack's like, I know exactly what you mean. She's an absolute honey. I didn't really notice at first, but then she started wearing those pencil skirts.
And saying this, honey, like, all the time. Yeah, like,
she's an absolute honey.
You know what I want to do? I want to take one of the boobs out of her bra and keep the other one in, and then pet it back left and forth like I was a little kitten and it was a toy. I'll go pip, 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 and I'll take the other one out and I'll put them back and forth together like an accordion and be like, boob, a boob, 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 boob. That's what I want to do.
You want help? I'm a music major.
Get out of here, nerd.
Oh, I didn't realize you're talking sex talk. Sorry. I'm going to go be a fluffer for Captain Sandy up there. Oh, gosh, got to say it. Stop saying that.
Oh, you reckon she takes off that bra and they just sit there? And Jack's like, they want a bench, bro. They want to. You're not supposed to cage a free bird.
So the stews are clean. Like, so they're running. They're getting the food up there. And the stews are cleaning downstairs. And Dan Funch is like, this is the best cauliflower I've ever had.
That's what I say, too. I call it my little cauliflower.
And Colin's helping clear the plates, and the mom's like, look at Colin, he is multi-talented. And then Mr. Funch is like, yeah, you're a good-looking son of a gun is what you are. A good-looking son of a gun. It's like, okay, Funch.
And all that jazz, and all that jazz. Oh, sorry, we're not there yet.
I like big naps, and I cannot lie.
You're no other captain can deny. When a yacht sails in and on a little bitty shim. And is shim a word? Can someone look that up?
So Anna's like, Anastasia is crushing it. She's not only impressed us, she's impressed herself, which is the most important person to impress. And so dinner is served, and there's a horseradish foam. I cannot with your season 2 foam, okay? I can't. But everything else looks great.
The steak looked amazing. Wow, that steak was actually cooked perfectly.
I mean, it looked like murder, but very deliciously done murder. Mm,
looked like dinner. Looked like dinner to me, honey.
Murder dinner. The murder dinner. The story.
So now the crew is getting changed into their costumes for the big dance, which basically means putting on these like Ashley B t-shirts, which is kind of funny that, and by funny I mean odd, that the Funches brought, of course, like Ashley B merch onto the yacht. I was like,
Yeah, they wanted to. Yeah, I think this was kind of planned. So,
yeah,
they're all changing, and the captain's like, "Okay, can we go over this dance first?" Just kidding, guys. I got it.
Okay, Mr. Cellophane. How does it go again?
Jan Fassi, here, reporting for duty. So they go up and they do this dance, and Colin's the one to mess it up, which is funny because he was the one who's being anal about it. And he's like, I have no idea what these moves are supposed to be. There's like the, you know, it's like we're doing that, what do they call it? The duck dance. What is it? You know, the duck dance.
The old razzle dazzle.
Captain so Dandy just up there, like, with like a marionette thing over them.
Ashley's like, oh my god, I love you guys.
This is like amazing. Oh my god. And then she cuts into her unicorn cake, which has like three different colored layers. She's like, oh my god. Like, oh my god. And just Anastasia's just smiling like, I know. I know.
And the mom at this point is just wasted all the time. She's like, that's amazing. Look at Ashley getting some attention. That's all she ever wanted. Congrats, Ashley. Some more attention for you.
I guess it gets no attention. Me.
Just me.
Mrs. They made a movie Cellophane. About me.
Cellophane.
Hey, if they made a movie about me starring Joan Crawford, it would be called Mommy Whoist.
Jamie, hey, you know what? If they made a comedy about me starring Steve Martin and Michael Caine, it would be called Dirty Rotten Who? Hey, if they made a movie about me starring Eddie Murphy as a police detective who goes to California, it'd be called Beverly Hills What?
If they made a movie about Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves going on a bus at a certain mile per hour or the bus will explode, it would be called Speed. But Mom's not in it.
It's like the longest word title ever.
Hey, if they made another movie with Keanu Reeves and he's like a computer guy and he's like gets pulled into this other world and everything, they'd call it The Matrix or Mom would took the other pill by accident and was just going to be asleep.
So it's like, Ashley, that's Ashley. And Anastasia's like, I'm happy that you're happy. I'm really happy that I can make someone feel special because that's what makes it worth it. And the money. And then you still hear Ashley behind her going,
that was the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for me.
I'm like, you're sitting with the people who are paying for a yacht for you to shoot a music video on, okay?
And a music career that they are also funding, knowing full well it's going to go nowhere.
Yes, you've got like the incredible funders of a dead end street sitting at the table, okay?
You have someone who created an emotional cul-de-sac for you, okay? And they did it happily.
Yeah, they're basically like throwing money into a sinkhole at this point. Thank your parents.
Thank your parents. That's the sweetest thing they ever did.
So then the captain, who's feeling really wacky, comes down with some cake and she's like, I ate another piece. Just kidding.
The old cake out. Oh, God. Oh, man, we're having too much fun on this yacht this season. Hey, guys, guess what? We have another bite of this cake. Just kidding. No more cake for me. Pre-diabetic.
Guys, you know, it's been an honor to fly this plane. Just kidding. Like, what is Captain Sandy on a comic tour? She's on a comedy tour this week.
What's the deal with cake anyway? Okay, you say, yeah, it's called a cake, but what? Could be a pie, right? Just a tall pie. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
Captain Yawnfield.
Yawnfield. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
So she's like, gosh, Anastasia, you found your calling. And Anastasia's like, well, I need to work on my knife skills. But, I mean, otherwise. She's like, a third stew pulling that up. I've never seen that in my whole career.
It's amazing how parents' skills can transfer down to the kids. What did my parents give me,
Just an unceasing curiosity about my own rectum.
So then Jack and Travis are talking, folding towels or something. Oh, no, they're changing or something. And Travis is like, are these underwear yours or mine? Because those are classic granddad underwear. Those are yours. And the captain's like, all right, someone get up there. It's all fun and games until someone has to go to work. Am I right, Jack?
I don't know what you're talking about. Everything is fun and games to me, because I just jerked off on your cake. There, I said it.
I'd like to thank your sponge cake. So then Hannah is having to stay up all night and work because they're down in person. She works till 2:30 in the morning, and I can't wait to see who gets yelled at.
Yeah, yeah.
The moody Hannah is my favorite Hannah.
Yeah, you know, you always know you're getting set up for something fun when there's like a late night montage of someone cleaning up alone on the boat.
Yep.
So it's the next morning, and Travis is tired, and because he's been working the galley, working the deck, doing double duty, etc. So he's just getting more and more exhausted, and he just wants to take a nap.
Yeah. And then Jack and Travis are double kissing each other because they're really cute.
Yeah.
And then Ashley's like, oh my God, this breakfast is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's like I would like to thank this breakfast because it's the kindest thing anyone has ever done for me.
I'd like to thank this breakfast for providing me with a musical career in this boat, to be honest.
I don't mind me, it's the mom over here.
Yeah, just, I'm basically, if you look at me, I look like a chair, right? Because I'm see-through, you just see a chair here, huh? Just an empty chair. I've never identified so much as that scene in Back to the Future when the mom just disappears out of the photo. I was like, that's my life right there, disappearing, and I didn't even have to go cause a rift in the space-time continuum, just had to be me.
So then Ashley gets nine pounds of hair put on, and Jack brings up the buffet, and the mom's like, God, I love how they all help out here. Look at that. I just want you to notice that you're being noticed. I'm like, rhymes with palm.
Did we get wind chimes in here? What's that noise from?
And Anastasia brings him up some smoothie bowls. I would throw you overboard if you served me a smoothie bowl.
Yeah.
But she also serves it with a side of croissants. So you know what? Immediately forgiven and put on a pedestal. Okay.
It looked cute. I mean, it is sort of annoying having to like drink your smoothie like a soup, but it's also not the end of the world for me because it looked cute. And, you know, these people, they need
well,
a little.
Well, just because it's healthy, you know? I feel like on trips, that's when people are supposed to be like, okay, if everyone will tilt their head back, I will be pouring vegetable oil down it, followed by some chocolate syrup.
Yeah,
okay?
I would want a big old Benedict. Although they had that yesterday, so, you know, whatevs. Yeah. I want French toast.
Prepare for docking. So then Jack and Trav... they're so in love, you know. They're like, you're a stud muffin. You're a stud muffin, stud muffin. And Joao's just up there like, who's bro beating me, stud muffin?
And Hannah can't find her epaulets, you know, which is like the epaulets, as you all know, are the things on the shoulders or whatever. So she like hatches this idea that they all wear the Ashley B shirts. So that way she doesn't have to find her epaulets and iron them. So they all line up in the shirts, and then the guests are leaving, and Aisha's like, oh, they're so lovely.
So Hannah's like, I reckon that was a massive tip, eh? I just wrote down. And then she's dancing around like she's like, oh, yeah, massive tip. And Jarrah goes, you haven't had a massive tip in a while, I presume, juggler.
Isn't it nice that since I'm the new Jarrah, I could say something also disgusting, but it comes off as lovely now?
So now at the meeting, Captain's like, Callan, maybe next time you do the anchor, you can move a fender. Now you're not in trouble, but if you do it again, that's your paycheck. Kidding! I'm kidding again. That's right. That's me.
Hannah, could you wipe up that little puddle that Callan made just then? Thank you.
So she's like, the charity went well. It's the biggest tip of all time. $27,000. Plus, you all get to be embarrassed in a video for the rest of your life. The internet never goes away.
And that says something when a video can be more embarrassing than the show that the video was actually made on is.
Congratulations. We've all stooped to a new low. All right, here's your money. So then we get drama violins. It's like dun 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 dun. Anastasia to the bridge. Dun 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 dun. And I'm not dun dun dun. Kidding, I'm kidding.
Bring a slice of cake. Just kidding. I don't want any cake.
Anastasia, by the way, is like now, of course, like turning into the prima ballerina. She's like, where the fuck is my headband? I'm the chef, goddammit.
Okay, so I asked you to be the chef in the weeds. You stepped in, and what I've seen you do, it's phenomenal. It's almost like you've taken the Live Like a Sandy workshop. I travel all over the world doing to empower women to be whatever they think they can be. You know what? Am I an elephant? I am. If I want to go on safari, that'll be $900. Thanks. Point is, I got a new chef ready to go.
but we got the biggest tip ever. So the question in my mind, what is a trapezoid anyway? How many things?
Well, actually, a trapezoid is two parallel lines that are of unequal length that are connected by other lines. It's different from a rhombus, which is actually four equal sides with equal angles. So that is basically what it is. Oh, whoa, wow, you really are good at everything.
God, even your lessons are delicious. That tasted good.
Wow. Wow, that was great. Wow, trapezoid. So do you want to remain a chef or do you want to go back to being a third stew? She's like, well, I mean, I do really love helping out Hannah with her crew, but I am a chef. And she like, suddenly she's wearing a turban and a flowy like caftan.
Yeah.
Get me my spoons.
And the captain's like, all right, glad you said that. Because your answer, your automatic answer, is good enough for me. I'm going to stick with her. Because how often do you get to propel another woman into a position like this?
Now, if you'll excuse me, here is my prepared choreography for my new song. I ain't looking for a new chef, baby. A new chef, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
That was called the duck dance. Colin taught it to me.
When I sang that, I actually was doing the duck dance. I don't know if you could tell from my voice, but I actually was doing the head
totally
grows.
Heard it. Totally heard it. So now we get another scene where Sandy pretends she's calling LinkedIn. She's like, hello, LinkedIn? It's me. Captain Sandy, bonjour. Looking for a thordudo? All right.
Hi, is this Bennigan's? Yes. We were wondering if you could send your best waiter or waitress over to Cannes, France. Thank you.
Yes, I'll hold. I just wanted to tell you this. I ate a piece of cake. Kidding. Okay, put me on hold.
You know what? You know what I gotta say? Thank God it is Fridays. Am I right? So anyway, could you get one of those waiters who's kneeling at a table to come on over to our yacht? Thank you so much.
So now she calls Hannah up. And she's like, Hannah
to the bridge. Hannah, banana.
So Hannah's like, is this going to be one of those good news, honey, bad news, honey, situations, honey? And she's like, no, look, the good news. It's only good news because Anastasia did such a great job that she's going to be the chef now. But the bad good news is I have a third stew coming. All right? It's going to be good news, bad news. All right?
So Travis will be in the galley with her. He doesn't know this yet, but he's going to be in there peeling potatoes for the rest of the season on Below Deck. And we got a third stew coming in. And Hannah's like, honey, this is not cadet camp. This is not learn on the job, all right? I'm not happy about this. So she's pissed because she basically knows she's going to get a shit third stew.
Yeah, because they need to up it. They know that they've all been getting along. So I think the whole crew's like, oh, Jesus, what kind of Caroline are they going to throw into this?
Yeah. So, and Travis is annoyed too because he does not like, you know, doing double duty here with Anastasia. So now Hannah's annoyed, Joao's annoyed, everyone's basically annoyed. And Joao is like, I don't like being on demand, especially with Jack. Jack is worthless, and I've got my best deckhand down there. And I only have Colin, who keeps asking to be my fluffer, which is sort of weird.
Yeah, he's like, Anastasia thought with her ego when she took the position. No. You don't get to do that. Of course she took the position. Were you sticking with your ego when you took a better position?
Yeah.
Give her a break. She earned that position. If you're mad at anybody, be mad at Sandy for giving away one of your employees and not getting you another one.
Exactly. All crew, big announcement. I'm going into town. Sandy out.
Gonna go and show off my new dance moves.
I hear there's a pretty wicked dance revolution machine up in the bar somewhere in Cannes, so we're gonna try it out and see what I can do.
The Yan-Yan-Yan-Illusion. Come into a can near you, okay?
It's called the Ron-Ron Revolution in France.
So the girls sunbathe, and Aisha's like, I've got my two hoes right next to me.
So Jack, Colin, and Joao are cleaning, and Colin's like, oh, Joao, I think you should go to the bow. I think they need your help up there. So Joao's like, really? Really? Is there some pussy up there? Here I go. So he heads off, and Joao's like, no, that's great. Now we've lost Jack for the day.
Yeah, and he pulls up his boxers and makes it look like he has a huge schlong, and then gets the girl some rosé and brings it out. And he's like, don't try and jump me tonight. I'll put my clothes back on and then tuck this penis as well, all right?
Yeah. And so Joao's calling him. He's like, Joao to douchebag. Oh, wait, he doesn't even have his radio on. Okay, all right. So he's getting mad.
And Jack shows up with a beer.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? We're going to have an issue now. We're going to have an issue. And Jack's like, what did I do, bro? You don't work. And he's like, well, didn't say do this for the first second, and then the second second do this, because I think I'm finished. I think I've done it. I'm done. I'm finished.
Just work. Just work. Work until you're done working. I think I am finished. No, it's not up to you to decide when you're finished, okay? It's not like you're two girls who I get to choose between, all right? You have to do what you have to do.
And he's like, yeah, if he was motivated, he might be decent, but he has no motivation. I can be a good leader to people who want to be led.
Okay, whatever. So then Travis and Jack are commiserating that basically Joao is not a good leader because he doesn't make a list of tasks of things that need to be done. So and then Jack is like, people think I'm stupid, but I'm just not passionate about washing a boat. You know, like, who wants to wash a boat? I just want sunshine and girls. I want to get cracking with sunshine and anchors, but not washing a boat.
I'm level 40.
I'm level 40 right now. I'm level 50.
Girls are a babe.
I just want a biv.
They're all getting ready to go out, and Anastasia's like, I'm a fucking chef now. What do fucking chefs do? They drink. Let's get drunk. It's like, yeah. Oh my God. She really is going for perfection here. She comes back like a cursing alcoholic.
She's gonna have spiky black hair like Ben.
She's gonna get bacon tattooed on her forearm.
Oh no. That's actually very true.
You're a Bravo chef now, girl. Get to your Hosea tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. Get a tattoo of mise en place to remind you, because that life is sort of like mise en place.
So let's see here. They all go out, and Aisha is on one side of Colin, and Anastasia's on the other, and they do a Colin sandwich song.
Yeah.
And then, basically, they all go out and start doing shots and stuff. And Aisha orders a porn star martini, please.
And so Joao's getting shot after shot after shot. So we get the sense that Jezebub is finally going to come out. And he just has this look like he's like, I'm ready to let the asshole out. And so Anastasia is like talking to Colin about like, planning, being a chef, planning, and she's like, people don't understand, you know, they think I just like, you just cook, but it takes a lot of planning. Like 50% of that charter is like what I put on the plate, and like, I don't come here to stand in a galley by myself all day long, you know. And Joelle's,
and Colin's like, it's not fair to you. You want to kiss maybe one time? You go, Colin, you're doing great.
Yeah, and then and Anastasia's like, I mean, it's just like, I didn't want to be here just to be alone in a room the entire time, but I felt like I couldn't say no. And Joao's like, bullshit. Don't agree to what you don't want to do, unless, of course, it means flirting with me.
Yeah, he's like, you're employed as the third stew, and you're great with that, but are you a star chef? No. Are you a Michelin star chef? No. And she's like, read my face, dude. You're supposed to be telling me I'm great.
Yeah. So she runs off crying with Whoopi Goldberg chasing after her, being like, Celeste! Just crying off in the streets. And Joelle's like, I'm just being honest. How does being honest fuck me over? Which I hate when people do that. Like, I'm just being the honest person here. No, you're being an asshole.
Yeah, you're being a jerk.
Yeah.
So Joelle is like, she's not a yacht chef. And Aisha says, well, she's good enough for these charters, though. They love hamburgers. He's like, for these charters that we've been through? Yes, absolutely. But in the future? And he's like, oh, God, I'm the victim now.
Yeah. In the future, I mean, theoretically, couldn't she just make the same preparation over and over again with some alterations depending on tastes? I mean, they're different people, so why not?
Yeah, who knows? The guy's just being a jerk. I say, good for you, girl. You take that raise.
Well, yeah, take the raise and make unicorn cakes for everyone.
Hell yeah. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our Wednesday.
And our 1,000th episode. Wow.
And 1,000. Happy 1,000, Ben.
Whoa, happy 1,000th. You too, Ronnie.
So everybody go get your live show tickets, your Crappins on Demands videos, your bonus episodes, everything, your shirts. Go get them all at watchwhatcrappins.com, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thomas Edison. He's months away from lighting up the world.
The man who controls electricity.
Westinghouse is placing a bid.
Edison Electric, it has to be.
Can change the whole world.
Automation, transportation, communication. The future.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Vultures in every venture. Gotta keep them away.
Michael Shannon.
I have the better system.
Nicholas Holt.
Nikola Tesla. I fix problems for idiots.
I'm never gonna be anything named Tesla again.
And Tom Holland.
His current kills people.
Only because you said it would.
Current War in cinemas July 26th.